This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said recent events have proven that terrorism was not a proxy war, but a deliberate war strategy adopted by Pakistan, and India will respond to it accordingly. Addressing a public gathering in Gandhinagar, Gujarat yesterday, Prime Minister Modi stated that following the events of 6th of May, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity, as the evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves.
जो आतंकवादियों के जनाजे निकले उस जनाजे को स्टेट ओनर दिया गया पाकिस्तान में उनके कॉफिन पे पाकिस्तान के झंडे लगाए गए उनकी सेना ने उनको सैल्यूट दी ये सिद्ध करता है कि आतंकवादी गतिविधि ये प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं है ये आपकी सोची समझी युद्ध की रणनीति है.
Highlighting the significance of Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister emphasized that it will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress. An all-party delegation led by DMK MP Kanimuri Karunanidhi arrived in Greece as part of India's diplomatic outreach to underscore its commitment to counter-terrorism. The delegation reached Greece from Slovenia, where it called on senior officials and emphasized India's new normal of zero tolerance against cross-border terrorism. This delegation arrived in Greece after concluding its visit to Slovenia and Russia, where it held wide-ranging discussions to brief the stakeholders on Operation Sindoor. The delegation is one of the 7 multi-party delegations India has tasked to visit 33 global capitals to reach out to the international community on Pakistan's designs and India's response to terror. India has reiterated its strong commitment to strengthening traditional medicine, TM systems, as part of an integrated approach to healthcare at the 78th World Health Assembly, WHA, held in Geneva under the theme of One World for Health. Speaking on behalf of India, permanent representative to the United Nations in Geneva, Arindam Bakchi, welcomed the adoption of the new WHO Global Traditional Medicine Strategy 2025-2034 and highlighted India's efforts to end evidence-based traditional practices into national and global health frameworks.
India welcomes the draft WHO Traditional Medicine Strategy 2025-2034, which builds on the progress of the 2014-2023 strategy to strengthen the safe, effective and evidence-based integration of traditional medicine into health systems. India remains firmly committed to the goal of health for all and has successfully integrated traditional systems, Ayurveda, Yoga, Yunani and Siddha into its public healthcare model, delivering holistic, equitable and affordable healthcare to millions. A testimony to our commitment is the hosting of the WHO Global Traditional Medicine Center in Jamnagar in Gujarat, established through India's collaboration with WHO to advance research, policy and innovation in traditional medicine.
The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has extended the last date of filing income tax returns, ITRs, from 31st of July to 15th of September this year. CBDT in its statement said that this extension will provide more time to people due to significant revisions in ITR forms, system development needs and TDS credit reflections. Air India has announced an extension of the suspension of all flights to and from Tel Aviv until June 19, 2025. This decision follows the May 4 incident in which Israeli air defenses failed to intercept a Houthi-based ballistic missile launched from Yemen. U.S. President Donald Trump issued a sharp rebuke to Russian President Vladimir Putin over Moscow's escalating military offensive in northeastern Ukraine, accusing him of playing with fire but rejecting ceasefire negotiations amid intensifying violence. Trump's latest warning came as Russian forces launched some of the most lethal drone and missile strikes to date, striking Ukrainian cities and infrastructure while making gains along the Kharkiv front. In IPL T20 cricket, stand-in captain Jitesh Sharma played a brilliant innings and helped Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Lucknow Super Giant for 6 wickets in the final group stage match at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.